producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from talk radio news. None better than our pal, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, how you doing? It's just a crazy, wacky world. We were talking about that off the air. Isn't it just wild what's been happening?
It sure is. And things I'm finding were buried in the bills, like the House immigration bill. It just, the hits keep rolling.
Yeah, the hits keep rolling. Let's start with just a simple layup, because I've gotten a lot of phone calls about this. We're going to talk about the U.S. general in just a second. But I've gotten a lot of email and a lot of calls about still what's going on between Israel and Hamas slash the Palestinians. And what's the latest there? We're in a ceasefire, aren't we?
We're in a ceasefire. Israel has pulled the troops back. Now, everybody says, to what border? And Israel's not reestablishing borders, which is what a lot of people are speculating. They're simply pulling the troops back out of the population area, but they're holding the troops there just in case, you know, something goes wrong and the ceasefire is broken. So they're not reestablishing borders, which is what a lot of people had speculated. But there's, you know, a ceasefire now. How you negotiate after this point in time, I don't know, but both sides are going to have to begin to do something. Former President Jimmy Carter actually came out with an op-ed today stating that we have to deal with Hamas, but I doubt anything like that's going to happen. That would be like us negotiating with the Taliban, so we kind of tried that. Didn't work.
Yeah, we kind of did try that, and it didn't work, did it? And there's a reason why there's a reason why we say that. I mean, you know, you were in Congress, why you can't negotiate with terrorists, and that's exactly the reason why, right?
Right, and President Obama, for example, they're comparing it to Iran, but President Obama has went to Geneva, has sent Secretary of State to Geneva, talks with the Iranians, but he's not talking with Hezbollah, which is connected, terrorist group connected to Iran. So there's a difference between talking to the Palestinians and talking to Hamas. You know, everybody's going to have to talk to the Palestinians, but not with Hamas dictating anything at the table.
Yeah, wild. All right, let's talk about this other story that I alluded to, and of course, that's the general. This U.S. general killed in an insider attack at the Afghan base, and again, this was somebody dressed in a big disguise, and apparently we've seen this before. Tell me a little more about that story.
Right, the American general is Major General Harold J. Green. And the U.S. officials have also said that 5 of the 8 wounded Americans are in very serious condition. There's a number of British soldiers. I think there's a German, and 3 Afghan troops were wounded. But this terrorist, obviously a Taliban supporter, dressed like an Afghan soldier, was part of the Afghan soldier force. And this is the 16th incident this year. And 53 occurred last year. So they're saying, well, there's less this year, but there's 16 different times where somebody has infiltrated. And Kate, I've been in Afghanistan, and when we first went in, we did a military and a civil mission, because the country is just simply, and I'm not trying to say this to be derogatory, but it was like the 12th century. Nobody in the government had computers. I mean, this is not a sophisticated country. And even with all the money that we've given them, they're not, you know, really what one would call up to modern speed. So they have various ways that they're not able to, you know, try to screen people, et cetera.
Yeah. Something else that you sent me earlier in the day, and I was looking into this too as well, is the fact that here we go again down the Snowden road. The government is saying that there's a new leaker exposing national security documents. And wow. So what's the scoop on this?
Yes, you know, this was about maybe 5 weeks ago. I think we mentioned on your show one time that there was that Der Spiegel was reporting this, and because they weren't quoting, they normally quote Snowden, and they didn't. So we were assuming almost 5 weeks ago there's somebody else out there, and they've confirmed that today. There's a second person. Now, it's unknown who. He or she is releasing other information, And again, because they weren't quoting Snowden, then we felt that the news and resources knew that there was somebody else out there. So, yes, it's been confirmed now. There's two of them, which is absolutely unbelievable. That
yeah.
it's to the ability where you can take they could take things off thumb drives.
And so while maybe this happened during, I mean, who knows how long ago with this information, but you would think by now, okay, hey, shut it down. Don't allow that to happen. Figure out a way to make sure that doesn't happen. At least if I'm on the other end of this, the government end of this, I don't want to go through the Snowden thing again. You can't imagine that they want to do that.
No, you can't. And, you know, some people have suggested that maybe they should offer Snowden some deal to get him back here, which kind of, when you hear that, it kind of brings to mind maybe he just has, you know, a ton of other information and there's some other hold-your-breath information we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, boy. All right. As always, a pleasure, Bob Ney. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Sad story, talking with Bob there about the general. Highest-ranking officer killed in action since Vietnam. That's 1970. Major General Harold Green. And just a terrible story, but one that's familiar, one that we've seen before happen in disguise, dressed as a friend, and then opens fire as a foe, of course. And Green, who was on his first deployment to a war zone, was prepping Afghan forces for the first time when the coalition troops leave at the end of the year. That was the idea. This is the exercise. And that's what he was doing. He's an engineer by training, or was. And he was the deputy commanding general, Combined Security Transition Command Afghanistan, officially. That was his neighborhood. That's what he was doing. So you can imagine the reaction for the Pentagon. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby said that the major and others were fired on into a group. They were in a group of soldiers at the National Defense University at the camp there, a base west of Kabul, and he was killed. Another 15 people, about half of them, give or take, were Americans, were wounded. And how awful is this? So here's this guy just trying to help in the transition out of Afghanistan, and now he's dead. Comes back in a coffin. That's it. So the Army's top soldier issues a statement saying that the Army's thoughts and prayers were with his family as well as the families of those that were injured. But this goes all into the same pot of what are we doing? Get out. We need to just get out of Afghanistan. Yes, I know we're doing the whole withdrawal, but to what end? And then something like this happens. And how many more things like this are going to continue to happen until we're completely out of there? We're going to have a conversation with Bill Raggio from FDD coming up around the bend, and he has some thoughts. He is well-schooled in what the Islamic terror trade is like in that country and the Taliban and ultimately what's happened and how this is just completely, completely unraveled. And by the way, the Taliban has not taken credit for this at any point. They've mentioned it on websites, but haven't taken credit for what happened on the base just outside of Kabul. Coming up, some odds and ends, other things that happen on the day that you'll want to know about, including some Russian thugs ripping off your passwords. Hang with us. More to come here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Picking up where we left off, America, and not leaving you out of the conversation. I mean, don't you think when you hear that this has happened how many times, 15, 16 times, and we are training the Afghan troops so that they can full-on take charge of what's happening in their country, at some point you have to say, you know what, enough is enough. Enough is enough, and we're out of here. We don't even have a bilateral agreement at this point. And how do we sink down into this quicksand of the Middle East? And we keep doing it repeatedly. We're the world's top cop, and we're going broke. And we're losing lives. And because we live in a 140-character world, often it just gets pushed aside, and people don't realize just how devastating all of this is. And can you imagine? I mean, just for a second, close your eyes, right? Think along with me for a second about this general. Has a family, has invested his life in the career that he's chosen. And granted, we know the old saying, war is hell and anything can happen, yes. But this should have been relatively safe. I'm going to say it. Yeah, you're in Afghanistan. You're there on a base in outside of Kabul, but you're the top guy. You know what I mean? You're the top guy that should have that layer of protection, that layer of comfort in knowing, hey, I'm helping these people. I'm helping them so they can make the transition and learn from me and do what they need to do to keep themselves safe. And lo and behold, he's not safe. And maybe that's, yeah, I don't know, maybe that's a little naive, but he shouldn't have been thrust into this operating without a net, because these are the kind of things that are happening that just aren't talked about. They're just not talked about enough. Awful. Awful for his family. What comfort is it? This is a military person. This is a person who decided to serve, knows the risks. I get it. And I suppose you get on that plane, get on that cargo plane, you go over to Afghanistan, and whether or not you're the top guy or you aren't, you're vulnerable. And it shows the vulnerability. Someone breaks ranks, we have no idea who they are. And easily they disguise themselves. And there's nothing. I mean, there's just nothing you can do. Boy. Unreal. In the meantime, I promised I would mention this. The Russian thugs that stole 1.2 billion passwords. It is frightening, isn't it? And I think how many lives in a different way are ruined by the nonsense that goes on in hacking schemes and pulling out credit card information and stealing passwords. Usernames, password combinations, 500 million email addresses is what they say. These records were uncovered by Hold Security. This is a group in Milwaukee. It includes material that was gathered from 420,000 websites, household names, small internet sites. And they uncover, I mean, this group, bravo to them, uncover a lot of these hacks, Hold Security does. And they won't release the name of the victims because of non-disclosure agreements. So they won't do it. But how frightening is that? We can never catch up to these guys. You can never be safe enough. You know, think of the security community, because now it is a community, and it's been that way for a while. And the personal information that keeps getting into the hands of the bad guys, it's a losing battle. You know, in December, 40 million credit card numbers, 70 million addresses, phone numbers, and other pieces, chunks of personal information stolen by Target. I know three people that got hit by the Target thing. And that was hackers in Eastern Europe. In October. An identity theft service in Vietnam got as many as 200 million personal records, including social security numbers, credit card info, bank info. Whew. But this Hold Security number is big. The size of the amount of passwords plundered. I mean, there's got to be better protection on the web. The worldwide... throw it up against the wall, and I hope nobody gets your personal data. Especially that social security number. I mean, that's a walking disaster. Because that's what happens. It's identity theft. And then you got to go through the rigmarole. As our good friend Izzy from Missouri will tell you, you have to go through the rigmarole of trying to unsort all of that, and you never seem to come out on top. You really don't. So how do you keep your information out of the hands of the bad guys, the hackers? How do you do that? Now, we've had tons of people on to talk about this. How you can minimize that. What you need to do. Especially, there's no doubt you cannot have an easy password, for goodness sake. Can't have that. Can't float those numbers anywhere when people ask you for social security numbers. Because they're figuring out ways to get to them, to hack them. They've got the tools. They have the information. And all the mousetraps and all the things that have been thrown up there. Do you know that the average cost, I just read this, in the New York Times, but I knew this from another piece of information I have, but basically the average cost of any kind of data breach to a company has shot up 15% this year from last year. 15%. That's $3.5 million a breach. That's crazy. This same security company found last year a database of 360 million records for sale, and they were collected from a whole bunch of different companies. That's the problem. Who are you giving your information to? You have to protect it. You're in a rush. You don't think we order things online. We live in an online world. And don't the Russians, all the Eastern Europeans, the bad guys, the hackers, don't they know that? Of course they know that. They're counting on that. And we just feed it into them. We feed it right into their hands at an alarming rate. Think, here's what I want you to do. Do an experiment. I do this myself. You're in a hurry. Boom, boom, boom. Got to pay this. Got to do this. Blah, blah, blah. Just take a second. Take a breath. Look at what it is you're doing and think about it before you do it. Do I really want to give out, do I know this company? Am I really giving out this information? And you can't be 100% sure. But as sure as you could possibly be, go for that. All right, speaking of sure, if I asked you and I met you on the street and I said, do you think the president is popular right now, unpopular, or somewhere in between, what would your answer be? If you said you think that the president is not too popular these days, you would be correct. 6 in 10 Americans are dissatisfied with the state of the U.S. economy. More than 70% believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. And check this out, 80% are down on the country's political system, really, no doubt. This is the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. Carries over to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Obama's overall approval rating hit a new low at 40%. 14% of the public giving Congress a thumbs up. It seems like that's almost a jump for them, 14%. But 40% for the Prez, that is really low. Really, really low. It is a very discontented crowd. And this is, by the way, Democrats, Republicans, and independents. But does this translate into the midterm elections? So if you've been a Republican your whole life, if you've been a Democrat your whole life, and you're upset by what you're seeing, I mean, does that carry into the way you vote? I mean, do you suddenly jump parties? I'm going to say no. I think people somewhere between independents, yes, but Republicans, Democrats, not so often, I'm going to say. We're jumping back to the Middle East next. Hang with us here on ATS.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
America Tonight. Bill Roggio is in our virtual green room. He's a senior fellow and editor of the Long War Journal. And he wrote a great piece that really, really specifically in this that caught my attention, talking about some of the things that have happened during what's gone on in the conflict in the Middle East and in Iraq, especially of late, obviously, with ISIS and whatnot. The fact that when we're looking at some incredible treasures, I mean, think of what is in that area. Think of the things in your mind that have now gone down and unfortunately, treasures that so many of us probably will never, ever get to see. And as the fighting rages on, it's very disheartening and very, I think, disconcerting that people don't realize when we look at, for example, the Islamic State, we look at the Islamic State of Iraq and the sham, and really Bill writes about this, that what now has been allowed to go on and what is really becoming even more exacerbated because of the sort of hands-off thing that's happened there now. After all the treasure and the blood and the sweat and the tears, certainly that the U.S. invested, it's unreal what's going on at this point in Iraq. Thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, the pleasure's mine. Thank you very much.
So what do you think is the biggest misconception about now what has happened in Iraq?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that the Islamic State is what they now call themselves, the jihadist group that is, it spans both Iraq and Syria, and they recently declared a caliphate, which and named their emir the next caliph. I think the biggest misconception there is that this is just an isolated phenomenon. This is a fringe group. It controls territory in both Iraq and Syria, probably controls about a third of Syria and a third of Iraq. And it can't just be a couple of thousand guys controlling this much territory, fighting both the Syrian army, the Iraqi army, as well as enemies in other rebel and jihadist groups, all while controlling and administering territory. They have to have tens of thousands of fighters under arms and ally groups that are willing to support them. And they have to have support for doing the things that they've been doing in Mosul, which is destroying these religious shrines and, conducting mass executions and things of that nature. This isn't just a couple of thousand crazy guys running around in Iraq and Syria. This is a well-organized group that is committed and has a support from a significant amount, enough of the population to hold a significant amount of territory in two countries.
So, and we talk about that, Bill, obviously they have to be funded. So, maybe this is a naive question if we roll back the clock and talk about how terrorists have been funded in the past, but where's all the money coming from?
It's a variety. They raise money locally through extortion, kidnapping. In the case of Iraq and Syria, they seize oil fields and then resell it. They, there's dispute whether when they took over cities like Mosul, they confiscated all the money. Maybe they didn't take it all, but they certainly have access to it. And then, of course, there's always the wealthy Gulf donors and donors throughout the world who support the jihad. I mean, look, the Golden Chain, that network of oil-rich sheikhs in the Gulf, in the region, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, other countries, they've been named. People know who they are. And these countries, Saudi Arabia and other countries, they do nothing to prevent them from donating. So when you put it all together, they have multiple streams of income, and it's enough to finance their operations. They're not driving M1A1 tanks. They're riding pickup trucks with machine guns mounted in the back. And in a lot of ways, it better suits their form of warfare. They fight on the cheap, and they do it effectively. And they've been defeating professional armies. No matter what you want to say about the Syrian army or the Iraqi army, they're professional militaries, and they're being defeated by a group of jihadist rebels.
Now, and you didn't necessarily focus on this when you wrote your most current piece, but what do you think the play is here for the United States?
Yeah, the play for the United States is to not get involved. The Obama administration has been very clear over the last several years that it wants to, quote-unquote, end the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that's exactly what they're doing. And they're not ending the wars. Obviously, these wars are getting worse. And what they're doing is ending the U.S. involvement. The administration does not want to get involved, to get re-involved in these wars. And it's going to come at a cost. At some point, people are going to recognize that this is, this foreign policy is an abject failure.
Yeah. And who suffers the most because of this? I mean, obviously, I said it, our blood, sweat, treasures, and more importantly, life and limbs. But also, don't you think that the people there who kind of bought into this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They're the first ones. Those who supported us,
the awakening in Iraq. Those are the tribal groups and the insurgents that turned on Al-Qaeda and decided, you know, that that's not what they wanted. They're the first ones. The Iraqi people and the Syrian people suffer. Those who fought, you know, it's tough to think that you gave your life or your friends gave their life or that you gave part of your life, you know, seriously wounded and see that your government is abandoning that cause. And ultimately the American people and the West is going to pay. I always say this, keep this in mind. Prior to 9/11, Al-Qaeda had a presence in just a smattering of countries, and they were at a sort of at a terrorist level. What Al-Qaeda always does is it fights local insurgencies. Its ultimate goal is to establish a global caliphate, right? And to do this, they want to defeat local Muslim governments and then create these emirates that are part of the caliphate with the ultimate goal of imposing the global caliphate. To do this, it fights insurgencies. And when it fights these insurgencies, it siphons off some of its best talent and it deploys them to conduct attacks against the West. And that's how we had 9/11. So prior to 9/11, all you had was Afghanistan, a little thing going on in Chechnya and some in Bosnia. You had a civil war in Algeria, and that was about it as far as major insurgencies. Now you have Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, you know, Yemen, all just Libya, Egypt, Mali, Algeria. You could go on and on. Nigeria, where all these Islamist insurgencies are coming from, and some of them are coming from countries where we wouldn't even expect. I mean, do we have to start screening Nigerian passports or passports from individuals from Cameroon when the whole talk is to eliminate screening at the airports? We will ultimately all pay the price for this inaction.
Yeah, absolutely. And then today, and you wrote about this too, how about an Afghan soldier opening fire on the coalition officers, and it turns out all dressed up in the right place to be, and this has happened before, and this is including in those that were wounded. You also have the death of a U.S. major general, and this is something that's happened before, isn't it?
Yeah, this is commonplace. This is what the military calls insider or green on blue attacks, when Afghan forces, the green, turn on the blue, which is coalition and U.S. forces. Look, I was warning about this back in 2009. We've been tracking these since the beginning, since when they started, and we identified this trend. I've even spoken to congressional staffs about this in 2009 and 2010 and warned that this was a growing problem. And unfortunately, what I was told was the military says it's not a problem. They have a handle on the situation and it's not a major threat. The problem kept ballooning. And now you have the most senior, military casualty, you know, is caused by an Afghan soldier who's turned on his comrades. And this is just unacceptable. And as U.S. forces continue to draw down, our military is only going to be further threatened by this. The fewer there are of us, the more chance and the more vulnerable we are. So, you know, look, I'm of the mind at this point, if we're not committed to Afghanistan, if we're not committed to the future, if we're not going to stay there and really fight, we may as well just get out, because it's a lost cause if we're not in it to win it.
Yeah, and the Taliban not really necessarily taking credit for this one, are they?
No, they haven't. Look, the Taliban, what they've done is they've set up a commission to conduct these types of attacks. So what they'll do is they either send people in, infiltrate the military, or sometimes Afghan soldiers will turn, and then the Taliban will convince them to do it, to have done that. Or once they turn, they go to the Taliban for refuge. So they've set a committee up for this, but they've been clear when they're behind these attacks and clear when they're not. In this case, they said they weren't. I don't see any reason to distrust them. If they really did this, they really should have taken credit for it, because it would be a major victory for them. But it's a victory for them one way or another, because remember, the Taliban, what they want is they want the Afghan people to turn on U.S. and coalition forces. So that's exactly what's happening, whether one of their fighters conducted the attack or not.
Yeah. Bill Raggio, thanks so much. Foundation for Defense of Democracies. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.
Thanks. Have a great night.
You too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're whipping around the track. Just a couple of turns left in this hour of America tonight. Here's a couple of blunders of the week for you that I dug up. Of course, they're out there, I believe, all over the place now, but you might not have seen them. This one just really will chap you off. You know, the whole thing about bonuses and giving people bonuses when they're not really doing anything. So we hear about the story of the paralegals who were hired to work in the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And they basically watched television. They did do laundry, so that was probably helpful. They shopped online. And this is according to the Commerce Department's Office of Inspector General. The OIG released an audit last week that revealed what they call deeply disturbing abuse within the Patent Trial and Appeal Board. And that means lots of waste. Millions of your taxpayer dollars and mine in pay and bonuses to paralegals that didn't have any work. They didn't have any work. So they canceled. The office, of course, made a little noise because they canceled several Redskin trademarks. And they hired 19 additional paralegal specialists in 2009, despite a lack of judges for them to work for. How do you hire paralegals with nobody to work for, I ask you? They were aware of the problem, and they told, this is going to really infuriate you. They told the paralegals to bill hours spent watching TV or walking their dog as other time. So they called that other time as the I don't have work, but I'm going to get paid code. And they uncovered, you ready for this? This is how bad the waste was. They uncovered enough for the last 4 years, the misuse of federal dollars and resources and everything else. It totaled over $5 million. I ask you, really? I always say this. If they would just audit half of the government offices, how much money, how much found money would there be? And I'm talking about more than the $20 you threw in your jeans pocket and then accidentally washed them. Now, I'm saying $5 million. And this is just one little tiny area. How much overlap and abuse, frankly, is there in other departments? I'm throwing that out into the air, but you know it exists. Does that chap anyone else off out there? If it does, please call me. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You know, you're going to get bad people in government like anywhere else when you have a ton of people. You get a mixed bag, a little bit of everything. But that's ridiculous that they hired the paralegals in the first place knowing they didn't even have the judges. Hey, one thing, you have the judges in place and, geez, they fall by the wayside. Something changes and you don't even realize it, which still is lame. But the fact that you hired them all and knew and told them to write certain codes down, come on. Come on. Here's another blunder, if you will, and I hate to say this one because I am from the city of brotherly love, or right over the bridge anyway, that side of Jersey. So an archaeology museum in Philly made a find in their own storage room. The Penn Museum, which is part of the University of Pennsylvania, had a big announcement on Tuesday. They announced that they had rediscovered a 6,500-year-old human skeleton that was believed to have been a man at least 50 years old, who was about 5'9". The remains were originally excavated, check this out, from southern Iraq when? Around 1930. They said the complete skeleton had been stored in a coffin kind of like box, but with no trace of documentation. Yeah, see this old skeleton? Nah, let's just throw it in here. Skeletons of that same time period, by the way, are very rare. I mean, really super rare. They can learn so much with the skeleton, like what the stresses were, the origin of the skeleton. Geez, I wonder what they were eating. So, the University of Pennsylvania, their researchers, are working with some Brits from a British museum. And they first unearthed the remains at an ancient city near modern-day Nazaria. Give me a break on this. I don't know. I don't want to slam the curator, because maybe the curator came in and didn't know all the details. Now, what they're saying is, they knew there was a skeleton in storage, but they weren't able to determine if it was significant until they did this records digital project. So now they're enabling this, the whole effort. Here's the good news. The effort enabled them to link the skeleton to the records of a guy whose team evacuated the site where it was uncovered. So then they could figure out, oh, yeah. This was that 1930s skeleton. I don't get it. But, you know, things happen. That's why I called a blunder. Because I don't know how that happens. I understand things go in storage. I mean, any museum, to me, I think one of the coolest things would be to go underneath the museum, go with that curator or that person to see what's behind the museum, the things that they left in storage, because there's always great things in storage. They can't possibly just slam them all up. And maybe there's other, maybe it should be like a spring or really summer cleaning for a lot of other museums if they hear about the story that I just mentioned on the air about this skeleton that was in storage. I bet you every single museum would uncover something that somehow they had lost track of, but I still think it's a blunder. Because how do you have something like that and you don't have it on display, or at least know exactly where it is? Hey, we have this incredible skeleton. We haven't had time to examine it at this point, but we're going to get to it in another 50 years, and at least we know what it is. We're going to leave that information for the people behind us so they don't have to go crazy trying to figure out what it is that we have. All right, you want some good news? This has nothing to do with blunders. This has to do with accuracy. I'm going to say accuracy. Yes, I am. Bertha has weakened to a tropical storm just a day after becoming a hurricane as it moves toward the Atlantic. You know, it's moving up in the Atlantic. So it's no threat to the U.S. And, in fact, we told you that. We got the information from the U.S. National Hurricane Center. And, man, if they weren't dead on right, often they are. And they were right about Bertha, that don't worry about it. They can't predict exactly what's going to happen with Mother Nature, but they were so right on this one. So at one point, it was like 65 miles an hour. Then it weakened over the last couple of days. And it's still near Bermuda. It's moving kind of north, northeast. And on Sunday, the storm smacked into the Bahamas and parts of the Turks and Caicos. So there was tons of rain and winds and all that. It's always a bummer when you take your vacation. You're really watching the weather because you know it's hurricane season, but you think you have what looks to be a break in the action. If you got like a last-minute deal, so you're going down to the Bahamas. You saved up your pennies, and you go now to the Bahamas. Or Turks and Caicos would cost you even more. So then you go down there. It's beautiful. And then you get hit with the threat of Bertha. And it's pretty serious when, you know, you're talking 60-mile-an-hour winds, 65-mile-an-hour winds. You got to take cover there. I mean, there's, you know, you're not doing the beach thing. Not really. You're probably missing a couple of days of beach weather, and it depends on when you got there. But it's a roll of the dice, right? It always is, I suppose, when you go to those kinds of climates, especially if it's during the hurricane season, and we are actually in the middle of it. So there is always that potential for it to happen. Good time to remind you about a couple of things on the show that I've been asked quite often. We do our cheap movie reviews at the tail end of the week, and I always say this, your movie review is what I want. So if you go and see a movie and you have a few things to say about it, recommend it, tell us, don't go there, save your money, forget about it, rent it when it comes out for a buck or whatever, send it to me at americatonight.net. Just label it, here's my thought on the movie or whatever, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. Also, coming up on our next show, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. And a lot of you have caught on to this. The idea is we all do dumb things. So if you left your keys and had to take a cab home and then you had to figure out where the keys were, or you somehow lost a garage opener or left the dog outside and realized it when your neighbor called you to bring that dog back to your house, whatever it might be, share it with us. I think it makes us all feel better that we're human. We make mistakes, right?
The heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.